Welcome to this edition of the Hick Chick Chat. Joining me today is, gosh, Matt, I can't even think about how long that I've known you, but he's Matt Youngman. He is with the Farm Progress Show and the show manager, and this year we're headed back to Boone, Iowa. How do things look?
Things look great. It's always a challenge in Boone. We're far enough north when we're in Boone, Iowa to get the crop in on time, and we were able to get it in. John Deere actually came in with their brand new high-speed planter and planted all the corn in the section, all the tune-up acres, all the field demo acres, got it all in by about the 20th of April. We've gotten quite a bit of rain here recently, but it stood really well through that, and we're getting decent heat. So everything appears to be in good shape for the demonstrations. The facility looks amazing. We just got done having our hay expo there. All the roads were paved last summer, so we have 9 inches of asphalt or concrete on all the roads, which is going to help dust. It's just generally coming together as a very good event.
Well, we always look forward to the Farm Progress Show. You know, they call it the Super Bowl of agriculture. Now, I'm a little concerned, Matt. I have to tell you, as I am looking around here in central Illinois and seeing corn tasseling already, I'm concerned about an early harvest, but that doesn't usually seem to affect y'all.
No, usually, the kernel fill and all those kind of late season things that go on with the corn crop, they take a little bit longer with the fuller season corn that you're seeing around you. The 78-day corn that we plant at Boone cranks along a little more quickly, and especially when we're in Boone, the folks there around you in central Illinois, Decatur's kind of their home show. That's the one that they're going to go to every year. And while Boone is a great show, and we certainly welcome everybody, we're going to have a lot of fun and a concert and all those kind of things, and I hope they come. Typically, most of our crowd shows up from within a 3-hour drive time. Once you get outside of that, it is people who have made hotel reservations and they've made plans and they're coming from overseas or they're coming from a long way away because they have something very specific that they either want to see run or they want to talk to a manufacturer rep about or something along those lines. So, we're still real confident in being able to get a great crowd kind of regardless of what harvest is doing.
We took a little drive the other day, and I had some family members with me, and I said, oh, that's where the 2000 show site was. Let's talk a little bit about how this does work between Boone and Decatur. You guys have got a great semi-permanent location, and some folks, really, we think everybody's aware of it, but not everybody is.
Right. When you and I started doing this, we were slogging around in cornfields and moving from Iowa to Illinois to Indiana and that kind of thing, and a lot of folks would remember the 2003 show, the 50th anniversary in Henning. That was a great Tuesday, and then it rained like heck, and our exhibitors came to us and said, look, we are investing so much money into these shows that we can't put the risk forward in this kind of facility, in a cornfield. We can't invest this kind of money and have the very real possibility that we're going to lose 2 out of 3 days. So we went on a mission of coming up with 2 permanent facilities that we could rotate between, and went through a bidding process, and Decatur won the Illinois site, and Boone, Iowa won the Iowa site, and from 2004 to 2008, we were in a heavy building mode of getting these facilities done, and I can say now that we have the paving in Boone, the facilities are completed, and the exhibitors have responded well to our two-site strategy, and actually, there have been a lot of side benefits. We get a lot more international visitors because they know where we're going to be. They know that they can get hotel rooms. They know the facility, and a lot of side benefits that we didn't necessarily expect when we went to this strategy have kind of come around and really raised the profile of the event.
Well, and that's really exciting too. And I remember that first show over in Boone, and I remember watching so many things still be pulled away with all the tractors from all the rain that happened. But it didn't close the show. Your parking may have been a mess, but the show never got closed because of that.
That's right. As long as we can open those gates and get people in, we've got some high ground there in Boone, so we can handle some bad weather. And the alfalfa is still the 2008 seeding. So as we're coming into 2014 here, that's a 6-year-old stand of alfalfa, and everybody knows how nice and hard that gets over the years of the hay getting put up on that. So we were just up there for Hay Expo, and the alfalfa looks great, the facility looks great, all that new paving is just beautiful. When we built these show sites, we built them 20% bigger than we would ever think that we'd need them. And since they were, since Decatur started in 05 and Boone started in 08, you know, we've filled them, and now we're beyond the bounds of the exhibit field, and we have exhibits that we're putting up in an annex out in the parking lot. We're revisiting that again this year, and in Boone getting all that extra demand, trying to figure out a place to put them all.
Well, and that's not a bad thing if you've got the space and you can handle the people, which we know you guys can. If you can add more, that's always a benefit. Let's talk about some exciting things that are coming up for Boone this year. You've already mentioned the annex. How many more exhibitors do you have?
We have about 50 exhibitors out there, and they're kind of trickling in. We get a call or two every day with more people wanting to participate, and they're coming early enough now. You know, as long as they show up here in the next couple of weeks, you know, they're still a full-fledged exhibitor, meaning they're going to be in the show program, and so we're kind of happy to get it as full as we can get it before the program goes to print, and get them all the benefits that they can possibly get of being an exhibitor. We're, you know, the concert, the field demos being, you know, looking like they're on a good path. All these things kind of point towards, as long as Mother Nature can agree with us for 3 days, we're going to have a tremendous show this year.
Let's talk a little bit about the concert. You guys have done concerts in the past in Decatur only, I think. Well, not really Decatur only, but usually on the Illinois side of things. Iowa, this will be the first time in Boone that you're having a concert.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We've, you know, since we started doing, you're right, we've done it every time we've been in Decatur. So every odd numbered year starting in 05, and before that we did, you know, we had the Brad Paisley concert in 2003, and then we were going to have Montgomery Gentry if it wouldn't have rained out. But we've always wanted to do it in Boone, just haven't been able to put all the pieces together. The facility doesn't lend itself to a concert in Boone as well as it does in Decatur. So we've gone off-site with the concert for Boone. We're having it on the campus of Iowa State University, which is just right next door, just a few miles down the road from the show site. And, you know, it's the first week of classes. It's a fun artist with Jared Neiman. So there's going to be a lot of energy, and we're going to be able to have a lot of the Iowa State students there, as well as you know, the exhibitors and visitors to the show coming in. We're thrilled to have Syngenta on board sponsoring the concert, same as they did last year. Jared Neiman will make it a really fun evening.
He's one of the greatest people that I have met. I had an opportunity to spend some time with him back in December when he did a show at ASTA for those folks, and really had a great time. It was a nice intimate. It'll be nice to see his full production on stage as well, and I think he'll have a lot of fun with people. So tickets are separate from show, of course.
Yep. Yeah, well, do tell about that Jared Neiman. Is he a nice guy to be around? I haven't met him yet.
He is a great guy to be around. You're going to love him, Matt. And Don Torti, they may have a little too much fun together if it's anything like Montgomery Gentry. But we'll leave that at that. A little sidebar information that, you know, you become friends with you folks over the years. And I think, you know, Don has special names for all of us that come to the show year after year. But, no, I think it's going to be great. And like you said, with the Iowa State students coming back, what a better way to incorporate everything together. Now, of course, the show itself is a completely separate thing from the concert. So if folks want to do both, they're going to have to plan ahead.
That's exactly right. And you asked me the question earlier. Yes. So you can buy advance tickets for the Farm Progress show on the website. You can buy advance tickets at a discount for the concert through the Farm Progress show webpage. You're going to link over to Webmaster. Iowa State Center is doing the operations of the concert. We're just kind of, we're the media partner, and we're telling everybody about it, but Iowa State Center is actually operating the concert. And, you know, if folks want to go, the show's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The concert is Wednesday night. So if you're around you guys there in Central Illinois, you'd want to come to the show, take off in the morning on Wednesday. Come see the second half of the day on Wednesday, go to the concert Wednesday night, stay over, and then maybe come see some of the show on Thursday, and then head home. It's a real handy tool that we have is visitcentraliowa.com, and what that allows you to do is go search hotel room inventory, and that will tell you how far, you know, there are open hotels away from the show site. And with Des Moines being just south of us, Ankeny, Johnston, there are tons of hotel rooms, you know, within a reasonable drive of Iowa State and the show site. So folks can get a hotel room for Wednesday night and, you know, really plan on having a great trip out to Central Iowa.
Well, it is all coming up, and hard to believe, you know, here in that first week of July that the show is going to be next month, Matt. And I know you guys have worked really hard to bring things up. Remind us again what the dates are.
Dates are August 26th, 27th, and 28th. The concert is Wednesday the 27th.
And admission to get in is still very reasonable for all that you get to see and take care of.
Sure, $15, and you can buy them in advance online. You can bring your Farm Progress magazine cover wrap for a discount. You know, plenty of opportunities to get discounts, and I know that we'll have more than a day's worth of activities for everybody to see by the time you get done seeing the field demonstrations, and then the 80-acre exhibit field with 5 miles of brand new paved roadways to walk on. It should be a really enjoyable event.
Well, we look forward to it as always, and of course, come check out those field demonstrations. You know, I wasn't going to bring it up, but hopefully this year Mother Nature cooperates better. But those growing seasons, the great thing about the Farm Progress Show is it's still dependent on a growing season, just like everybody else's farm is.
Yeah, we're still nervous about everything that farmers are nervous about. You know, we're trying to grow a crop, and ours has a fuse on it. It has to be ready come showtime, no matter what. So, you know, we're watching the forecast, watching the temperatures, making sure we're cranking up enough heat units for the corn to get its work done.
Well, and I would also be remiss if I didn't mention it, but congratulations on your honorary FFA degree that you've received recently.
I appreciate that. I think most of the reason that I got that is because of the fundraising that FFA is able to do at the Farm Progress Show. And Titan and FFA have a benefit auction every year at the Farm Progress Show. And, you know, I'm getting credit for the work of a whole lot of people and everybody within our company. You know, we're thrilled to be able to partner with them and give them the space they need to do those auctions and benefit that very worthy organization. So, you know, I kind of take that on behalf of the company and certainly appreciate the honor.
Well, I think it's very well deserved as well. Y'all do a lot of work hand in hand, and it goes over well. So he's Matt Youngman with the Farm Progress Show, the show manager there. And gosh, I don't even want to ask how many years it's been, because that would remind me how many years I've been going. But anyway, Matt is the show manager out there. My name is Leah Guffey. I am the Hick Chick. Thanks for tuning in this week. And as always, you can follow along in the conversation on Facebook and on Twitter.